songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaum. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. That's Tom Englehart. He's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and he got squeezed out on last week's show, so I promised I was going to play it first this week, and that's titled Fun. Tom, of course, is one of the original members, founding members of MAS. Hey, welcome, everyone. We're live tonight from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ here in Thief River Falls. It's drizzling out. And I've, in the last week, I've been to Wisconsin and back and to the Twin Cities and back. Holy mackerel. I had a real good time at my wife's 40th class reunion in Osceola, Wisconsin, and got to see some of her classmates whom I kind of knew. They used to come to our dances when I'd be up there on stage trying to be a rock star. And just a wonderful time, for sure. And tonight, we have something special tonight. It's our first songwriters challenge. We're going going to be playing five entries, and it's not really a contest, but five submissions, including one by yours truly, and I only finished it this morning, so it probably needs some polishing, but hey, that's the secret to songwriting, not the writing, but the rewriting. Well, up next, we have someone new.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, his name is Bruce Caswell, and he was born in Duluth, spent his teen years playing in garage bands, and during his college days in Northfield, he performed Saturday evening gigs with duos or trios, and since then he's hunkered down in Wayzata, Minnesota, focusing on family and career. Now retired, Bruce has found pure enjoyment in songwriting and performing. His Dead and Gone CD is chock full of interesting songs, some with very, very unique titles. He says that he spent his teen years in garage bands and family and career kept him busy. Doesn't that sound familiar, folks? Holy mackerel, that's almost the biography of every singer-songwriter, especially those of us who are long in the tooth. So here he is with the title song from his Dead and Gone CD, Bruce Caswell.
Oh, heaven is quite the place to be, filled with angelic dignity, which means they'll never take a tramp like me. Saint Peter won't approve of all my vices, my whiskey, gin, my brandy, cards and dices, and I'll never change if left to my devices. So it's toe tapping, arms waving, knees slapping, close shaving, hands clapping, misbehaving till the break of dawn. Cause the party ends on the day I'm dead and gone. Yeah, when I cash my chips and finally come around, and my body's buried 6 feet underground, there'll be a hush on the darker side of town. With me gone, they won't sell that much booze, and the women, they'll only sing the blues. And the cops will cheer when they all hear the news. So it's toe-tapping, arms waving, knees slapping, clothes shaving, hands clapping, misbehaving till the break of dawn. Cause the party ends on the day I'm dead and gone. That devil comes like smoke across my grave, searching for his souls that won't be saved. He'll say here lies a worthless man depraved, and although I've lived my days a cheating goon, for me he'll have a job that's opportune. I'm the new pit boss on the River Styx saloon. So it's toe tapping, arms waving, knees slapping, close shaving, hands clapping, misbehaving till the break of dawn. Cause a party ends on the day I'm dead and gone. A party ends on the day I'm dead and gone.
That is a lively tune. Thank you, Bruce Caswell, for that fine contribution to our show, and we're going to be doing another song by Bruce a little later, because he was one of the four people to submit songs for this first songwriting challenge. I've got two from Greg Connor, one by Bruce Caswell, one by Kim and Steve Wolf, and one by yours truly. It wouldn't be right if I didn't participate in that. It would be darn right, hypocritical of me. Well, we're going to do a tune by a group called Half Nelson. They're comprised of Billy Barber and Scott Scooter Nelson, two lifelong musicians and friends doing something they're passionate about, making music and making a difference. It's a creative partnership and an artistic collaboration with a bunch of ridiculously talented artists, musicians, producers, choreographers, and creative thinkers, joined with the purpose to create original songs and videos with a message. One of these gentlemen has a tie to Minnesota. He's from here, but I think they're down in Nashville. And here's Half Nelson on Homebrew with Intimacy.
I thought that you needed to impress all your friends. Life was a party that never would end. I thought that you needed a boy who was strong. I guess I was wrong.
I guess I was wrong.
Never let you go.
Just a little intimacy turns out to be all that you need. A kiss in the dark, a look on the street. Just a little intimacy, a walk in the rain, a cafe where we meet, and life is complete. Bobbles and frills, the emerald landscape, the house on the hill. The whole time the answer was just sitting still. Now it's so clear.
Never let you go.
Never let you go again. Just a little intimacy turns out to be that you need. A kiss in the dark, a look on the street. Just a little intimacy, a walk in the rain, a cafe where we meet, and life is complete. A little intimacy.
Caring. We can't care enough, that is for sure. And just look what's going on out there on the East Coast in the Carolinas. I have a cousin, Jen, who's in Raleigh or that area, and she said that it's supposed to hit hard tomorrow night. expect up to 10 inches of rain. So it's going to be a lot of people down there pitching in, helping out, showing that they care. Up next on Homebrew, Dave Dvorak, whom we've played almost all of the songs from his CD titled Things You Cannot Measure. He's a Minneapolis singer-songwriter who released this CD in 2016. In his other life, he works as an emergency room doctor. Now, here's a guy who cares. His medical relief work in a refugee camp on the island of Samos inspired him to write the ballad of Refugee Lullaby, bringing attention to the plight of the world's refugees. Proceeds from the sale of the album directly benefit the Boat Refugee Foundation. You can find him at Dave Dvorak, D-V-O-R-A-K, music.com. Here's Dave with I Don't Know How on Homebrew.
It seems we've gone our separate ways in search of better, brighter days. We don't talk no more, we made that deal. I hope you find your happiness, and that we both escape this mess. Someday all those bleeding wounds might heal. I know we tried to make it happen as many times as heaven would allow. I know I got to move on, baby. But baby, I don't know how. There's an image trapped inside my head of you lying in some lover's bed. Honey, it don't let me sleep at night. I ask myself what I could have done, and have I really lost the one who could have made this sorry life so right? Well, I know this ain't my finest hour, and I really should be over this by now. I know I've got to move on, baby, but baby, I don't know how. My life. Well, I know this ain't my finest hour, and I really should be over this by now. I know I've got to move on, baby. Baby, I don't know how. I passed you just the other day. Our eyes didn't meet, you turned away, as if we'd never known each other at all. You disappeared into the crowd, and I tried to scream your name out loud, but I found myself cursing at the wall. Well, I know there ain't no one at this station, and I best be hopping on a new train now. Yeah, I know I've got to move on, baby, but baby, I don't know how. Got to move on, baby. But baby, I don't know how.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, it comes from an August 16th article Bring Me the News by Adam Uren. Titled, How an Offer of Beer Helped Save a Man's Life in St. Paul. You may have seen this, but again, caring people. By night, Kwame Anderson is a comedian. By day, he delivers beer and saves lives. The 29-year-old from St. Paul was traveling with co-worker Jason Gable across the Earl Street Bridge over I-94 on Wednesday when they saw a man preparing to jump. A video shared by Anderson shows the pair pull over and start talking with the suicidal man before cutting to the aftermath, in which Anderson explains he managed to help talk him down. I just talked a guy off the ledge with some beer, he said. In his Facebook post, Anderson says he spoke with the man for an hour before convincing him to have a beer, running back to the truck and grabbing a 12-pack of Coors Light. He gave more details about the conversation to the Pioneer Press, saying he told him, if you're thinking of jumping, you don't have to jump. He went on to tell the newspaper he was trying to channel Denzel Washington's negotiator in the movie Inside Man. Speaking to Fox 9, Gable said he liaised with police when they turned up on the scene while Anderson spoke with the man, telling police his co-worker is an extremely intelligent guy. I said, I think we can talk this guy off the ledge, he added. The man in distress didn't get a chance to enjoy a beer, but not yet at least, as he was immediately provided with medical support the second he stepped down from the bridge. Anyone who is going through something similar should call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. I call that guy a hero. Well, it's that time. Our first monthly songwriter challenge. And we're going to start out with Mr. Greg Connor because he's submitted a couple songs. So he'll go first, he'll go last. And this song is titled Minnesota Line, and it was written specifically for this evening. Here's Greg Connor.
Red lights and sirens in my rearview mirror. Open up that throttle and get on out of here. The law is on my tail for something I denied. Fast as I can to that Minnesota line. Restless but free like the wind I did roam. Tired of my running and I was thinking about home. The trees and the water and my family. Hoping that the law can forget about me. Coming back across that Minnesota line. Open up that throttle and hear that motor whine. Taking my chances of doing hard time. Coming back across that Minnesota line. Coming back across that Minnesota line. Caught myself dreaming of how it used to be. Hoping that my sweetheart, she still remembers me. Thinking I've been drifting just a little bit too long. I'm taking my chances and now I'm coming home. Coming back across that Minnesota line. Open up that throttle and hear that motor whine. I'm taking my chances of doing hard time. I'm coming back across that Minnesota line. I'm coming back across that Minnesota line. Thank you.
All right. Boy, complete with production with drums and bass, guitar. Wow. How can you beat that? I sure can't. I'm going to do mine solo tonight, live. I'm not very good. I bought one of those digital studios about 1998. It was a four-track Roland with a zip drive in it and for storage, and it had a couple extra tracks for bouncing. And gosh, I don't know. I want to leave that stuff to the professionals, I think. But Greg sure pours out a good sound from his studio, I tell you. Well, up next, Steve and Kim Wolf. Steve told me that he cannot reveal the name of the lake in this song, one of his favorite lakes where he goes. So he just is calling the song Lake X. Here's our second contribution to our songwriting challenge with Minnesota as the theme. Lake X by Steve and Kim Wolf.
Minnesota, where the northern lights glow green, there's a secret little fishing hole, the best spot I've ever seen. I'll talk off your ear about the stringer in my hand and the Herculean struggle it took me just to land. Monsters of the weed bed, so finny and so fine. But if you ask me where I caught them, that's where I draw the line. I'd sooner give away my mama's secret recipe for huckleberry, lemon pie, and honey sunflower tea. I'd sooner cut the lawn with baking shears or bathe in creosote and God shine upon my little boat. I'll share the barometric pressure or the lunar phase, the color of the setting sun, the angle of its rays, the water temp, the time of day, or any other specs. But where exactly did I catch you? Well, I was fishing on Lake X. Mouth and muscle lunge, I catch the most by far. If I kept them all, I'd sink or track the DNR. My tails grow taller than the NBA on stilts, but no matter how they beg, no one around here guilts me into spilling secrets of the lake I'll take with me to my death. Don't bother asking where it is, you can save your breath. I'd sooner give away my mama's secret recipe for huckleberry, lemon pie, and honey sunflower tea. I'd sooner cut the lawn with baking shears or bathe in creosote. Shine upon my little boat. I'll share the barometric pressure or the lunar phase, the color of the setting sun, the angle of its rays, the water temp, the time of day, or any other specs. But where exactly did I catch you? I was fishing on Lake X. Guess, well, you should, but with 10,000 to pick from, your odds aren't looking good. I'd sooner give away my mama's secret recipe, a huckleberry.
blueberry lemon pie and honey sunflower tea. I'd sooner cut the lawn with baking shears or bathe in creosote than to tell you where the fishing gods shine upon my little boat. I'll share the barometric pressure over the lunar phase, the color of the setting sun, the angle of its rays, the water temp, the time of day, any other specs, the where exactly did I catch you? Not Eagle Lake or Jackson, not Big Pine Perch or Bowstring. No, I was fishing on Lake X.
Yeah, it's just this little lake. It's back in the woods. If I gave you directions, you'd get lost. You would not be able to find it. It's not worth the effort. I tell you what, here's what you do. Go down to the municipal pier. You can fish there all day long. You're going to catch great stuff. And there's a bar only a block away. It's perfect. That's what you should do. Take my advice.
Little applause. That's cool. That's really funny. Clever. Yeah, he's not going to let you know where he fishes. He's no fool. That's Steve Wolf on vocals and his wife, Kim. And they're from Eagan, Minnesota, where they record in their home studio. Do a great job. Great job. Aren't we having fun here on our first songwriter challenge? And, you know, you're probably sitting there wondering, how in the world do these people get their music played on a public radio station? Well, it's easy. They send it in. I'm holding a CD right here by Katie Vernon. She's from White Bear Lake. And we're going to load this into the system and start playing those songs next week. Thank you, Katie. Just email us at minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. And we'll tell you all about how you can submit. Or you can just email high-quality MP3s. Give us a little bio, credit all songwriters, and please, only FCC clean songs. There you go. We are an Amper station. That's the Association of Minnesota Professional, no, Public Educational Radio Stations. And our station manager, Mark Johnson, is the current president of Ampers. Our show is also replayed every Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m., in Callaway, Minnesota, K-I-I-J, I believe. Hope I got those call letters right. We sure appreciate that. Well, back to our Minnesota theme songwriting contest. Here's another one by Bruce Caswell. I don't really have a lot of bio information. Oh, I guess we already told you all about Bruce earlier in the hour, didn't we? And he's retired. Lucky, lucky guy. Now, this song is titled Minnesota Home. 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Here's Bruce Caswell.
Deep snow hushes on the hillside. The sky's a deeper, brilliant blue. One of winter's many treasures somehow faded without you. Springtime comes with all its blossoms. Browns and grays are all replaced. Sights and sounds of life's renewal that make me think of you each day. Come on back and stay forever. We miss you so while you are gone. Should be here with those who love you at your Minnesota home. Thank you. waves of gold across the wheat fields, waves of green across the corn. Summer winds are searching for you, calling out for your return. Come on back and stay forever. We miss you so while you are gone. Should be here with those who love you at your Minnesota home. Here the autumn leaves are falling, a chill now settles in the air. Your loving sweetness gives us memories, thoughts of you for us to share. Come on back and stay forever. We miss you so while you are gone. Should be here with those who love you at your Minnesota home, with the ones who truly love you at your Minnesota home.
Pretty song. It's the harmony. Very, very nice. Thank you, Bruce Caswell, for that contribution to this month's songwriting challenge. Well, as I just posted on our Minnesota Homebrew Music Show Facebook page, I'm next with a song called Baja Manitoba. This song came about as a joke because my good buddy Andy Miller, who is, I hope, is sitting in his easy chair with his new dog, Sadie, next to him, drinking a fine craft beer. I hope he's listening because he gave me the idea for this song. We go a few times a year up to Winnipeg and got to calling our area up here in Northwest Minnesota, Baja, Manitoba. We're Northwest Minnesota, next to North Dakota. We really dig the prairie scene. God chose to ignore us, but lakes and hills and forest are overrated, know what I mean. 'Cause we're thrilled about living a hop, skip, and jump from Canada. Oh yeah! Highway 1 is sorta our chosen southern border. We watch the bombers and the jets. We love it in the boonies, got loonies and some toonies, but we will not spend them yet. 'Cause we're waiting until we get ourselves to Winnipeg, and we say we live in Baja, Manitoba, home for what it's worth, Baja, Manitoba. It is the greatest place on earth. We like our women stocky, our curling and our hockey, and petrol over gasoline. Sure, we know the fact is, St. Paul gets our taxes, but they can't take our poutine. And we're flying the stars and the stripes along with the maple leaf. And we say we live in Baja, Manitoba, home for all it's worth. Baja, Manitoba, it is the greatest place on earth. Don't think of us, us provincial. We like living pure and simple up north. Up north. That's why we say we live in Manitoba. Home for all it's worth. Manitoba. It is the greatest place on earth. Yes, it is. The greatest place on earth. The greatest place on earth. Yeah, there you go. And you know, when you write music, you really don't know if the lyrics are right and they're singable until you sing them. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, I didn't quite like how that phrase works. So it's back to the drawing board to kind of rewrite. And that's the secret to good music. Well, up next, the last contribution for tonight's songwriting challenge. And this is again by Greg Connor, titled Windmill Cafe.
Coming up, head down the road in my aging Silverado. I'm making my way to the Windmill Cafe. I got my radio on, and the truck knows the way, and it's a 10-minute drive. Slide 20 years back in time, and it feels so good heading down that way, and we leave these old suburbs behind, heading on down to the Windmill Cafe in Savage, Minnesota. It's just down the road on that old highway. You can walk in and they all know you at the Windmill Cafe. Starting my day at the Windmill Cafe, where the waitress knows what I'm gonna say. So I don't say a word, my order is heard. Breakfast is served, and I'm on my way at the Windmill Cafe. They're surrounding the Windmill Cafe, and you won't see no pretty boys when you go inside. The coffee is black and the breakfast is fried, and I'm heading on down to the Windmill Cafe in Savage, Minnesota. It's just down the road on that old highway. You can walk in and they all know ya. It's just down the road on that old highway. You can walk in and they all
crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah, I got a CD from Laurel Hay, H-A-Y, and she's a singer-songwriter from all places, New Richmond, Wisconsin. Now, if you don't know where that is, that's over in St. Croix County, just east of Hudson there. And it's actually my stomping grounds. I grew up about 20 miles north of there on the south side of Deer Lake, just outside of St. Croix Falls. And Laurel studied music therapy at the University of Wisconsin at Eau Claire before switching her major to communication disorders. She has a master's in special ed, currently runs a developmental cognitive disabilities classroom in North Branch, Minnesota. Went through North Branch just last Sunday, where she brings in her guitar and plays with the students each week for a class she calls Music and Movement. Isn't that something? Now that's giving back again. Oh, you just can't give back enough when you're a musician. And this is the, I believe, the title song of the CD she sent. It's called Great Big World. Very, very different and very, very nice. Here's Lauren Hay with Great Big World. You're listening to Homebrew. Thank you. Isn't that nice? Or as Andy would say, ain't that nice? Well, folks, we've decided, I've conferred with some of my songwriting friends, and the challenge for October will be for Thursday, October 25th, and it's going to be something that's Halloween themed. It could be about ghosts, about goblins, it could be about your mother-in-law, whatever. So that's the challenge for October Halloween, Halloween-y song. How's that sound? Well, this lady is based out of central Minnesota, and we've played her music before. She is a very groovy person, and we love her dearly, and she is working toward that either EP or a CD, and here's the next song. It's titled Foolish Girl by Phyllis Johnson. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
She can hear the sound of celebration. She had an invitation. It breaks her heart to stay at home. You could say she was a little careless. There's wrinkles in her new dress, waiting for her date to show. Such a foolish girl, you know the mama took her by surprise. She's such a foolish girl, you know she had to go and close her eyes. She had to close her eyes. A dark night, the dealers all begin to close. She tried to put it off until tomorrow. There's nothing left to borrow, and her lamp is burning low. She's such a foolish girl, you know the mama took her by surprise. Such a foolish girl, you know she had to go and close her eyes. She had to close her eyes. Such a foolish girl, you know she had to go and close her eyes. She had to close her eyes. Sister, sister, rise and shine. Trim your lantern, I'll trim mine. Sleeping while your fire died. Don't you know you'll be left behind? Sister, there's no time. You missed your turn, your last in line. How could you have been so blind? Tell me what was on your mind. Such a foolish girl, you know the mama took her by surprise. She's such a foolish girl, you know she had to go. Such a foolish girl, you know the mama takes her by surprise. She's such a foolish girl, you know she had to go and close her eyes. Such a foolish girl, you know the mama takes her by surprise. She's such a foolish girl.
Phyllis Johnson, Foolish Girl. Well, ending the night with Little Bobby. He's back in the area. Saw he's playing down in Mentor here a couple weeks ago. This is off his showbiz CD titled Rather Go Blind. Don't forget, folks. Whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity, and we'll see you again next week, God willing, on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, something told me it was over when I saw you and that man walking. Well, something deep down in my soul said cry. That I held in my head. We feel the tears that were running down my face. You know I'd rather go blind. But then to see you walk away from me. So much I just can't leave.